Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We are under an open heaven. Amen. I just love that song. Amen. Glory to God. As I always say, it's just so befitting. Amen. For, amen, this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Because there are no walls. It's just an open heaven. And we, with open arms, open heart, open spirit, welcome the Lord, amen, that he could come and dwell in the midst of us, his people, amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight, amen. We bless him. We glorify him tonight, amen. Glory to God. Truly, people of God, the Lord has been good, and I'm so grateful, amen. I'm just giving God thanks today for soundness of mind, amen, soundness of mind. Glory to God. Amen. I got a mind to run on and see what the end's going to be. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. You remember? Do you remember that song? Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Listen, there's just sometimes you just certain things that come out. Amen. And you already, and there's a song. Amen. It's a song. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So I just, tonight, amen, I'm encouraged to run on and see what the end is going to be. Amen. Glory be to God. But we know that the Lord has an expected end for each and every one of us. Amen. He has thoughts concerning us. His thoughts are good and not evil. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. You ought to just tell the Lord, thank you right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ought to just tell him thank you right there. Amen. For his thoughts concerning you. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, we just want to welcome each and every one tonight to the Prayer News Network Global. We just want to thank God for you, each and every one of you that are coming out, amen, that are continuing to come in to be a part, amen, of this worship experience. Glory to God. We welcome you tonight. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you tonight. And we pray on tonight to come to this line intentionally. Amen. You're intentional and you're coming. Amen. You intend to get something. Amen. You intend to get more. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord. We thank him tonight. Amen. We bless him. We thank him. People of God, as you're coming in, we want you to go ahead and invite someone to come. Amen. Invite each, listen, each one reach one. Amen. If each person reach a person, people of God, listen, and we know that, glory to God, we do have a large listening audience on Facebook, but listen, we still want to invite someone to come. Amen. Just invite them to come. Tell them to come on the PNN with me tonight. Tell them to come on in. Amen. Tell them to come and join me tonight. Amen. Glory to God. The Lord is doing great things. Amen. The Lord is doing great things. Amen. And you want them to come and be a part of what the Lord is doing on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So just invite them to come. Amen. Invite them to come. Glory to God. Tell them, come, come, come. Amen. Glory to God. Come on. Glory to God. Come on, come on, come on to my Father's house. Amen. There's love, joy, and peace in my Father's house. Amen. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. In the presence of the Lord, we know that there is fullness of joy. Amen. Jesus, and tonight, amen, somebody's coming to get their joy restored. Somebody's coming tonight, amen, Jesus, for, amen, they want another refilling. Somebody's coming tonight because they just need another touch. Someone's coming tonight because they need strength. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Someone's coming tonight, amen, Jesus, to get into his presence. Amen, Jesus, because, amen, they've been in a battle. They've been in a battle. Glory to God. Amen. Some all week long, all month long, all year long. Glory to God. Amen. But we're coming intentional tonight. Amen. Because we believe God by faith that tonight is the night. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise tonight. Amen. We bless him. We glorify him for whatever reason you've come on tonight. We just believe that whatever you need, God's got it. Amen. We believe that. We believe that. Amen. He's got everything that you need. Amen. Listen, glory to God, people of God, listen, press, amen, and get it by faith. Amen. Glory to God. I'm reminded of the woman with the issue of blood. Amen, Jesus. In that whole big crowd of people that thronged Jesus as he passed by, one touch, glory be to God, one touch. Glory be to God. Amen. And it pulled virtue. It got God's attention. Amen. And people of God, that can be you tonight. Amen. One touch on tonight, glory to God, can get his attention. Amen. Glory to God. So whatever you need, God's got it. Amen. Jesus, listen, you got to press beyond the crowd. Press beyond the chatter going on in your mind. Press beyond whatever may be going on. Press beyond that, people of God. Listen, amen, there are higher heights and deeper depths in God. Amen, there are higher heights and deeper depths in God. I don't care where you are right now. I don't care where I am right now. People of God, there's still more of him that is yet to be revealed. Amen. Glory to God. There's more of you. And this word that comes on this line, it comes to challenge us. It comes to challenge us, amen, in the pure essence, in pureness, in holiness. Glory to God. It comes to challenge us, amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, people of God, sometimes that word, as they say, the word be tight, but it's right, amen. It enables us to see ourselves, to see our shortcoming, to see, glory be to God, where we're missing the mark. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. And listen, amen, we can only look at ourselves. And we just give God thanks and we just give God Haya Shabu. Hey, glory to God. Haya Shabu Shabbat. We just thank him tonight, amen, Jesus, for the challenge. Amen. The word of God says iron sharpeneth iron. Amen. Iron sharpeneth iron. And we come on tonight, people of God, because we want to be sharpened even the more. We want to be quickened even the more. Glory be to God. Listen, people of God, we're created in the image and likeness of God. Amen. If we created in his likeness, glory to God. Listen, people of God, then that means we should be like him. We should do things that he did. Amen. So when we find ourselves, amen, that we're not doing the works, amen, that he did in the earth, glory to God, we need to look at ourselves. Glory to God, to see. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, what's wrong with me? Amen. And that's when we come to this word, glory to God, and we say, search me, Lord. Search me, oh God. Search me. Search me, Lord. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, because the truth of the matter is God has put gifts and talents in each and every one of us. Gifts and talents that are in you. people of God. He didn't just create us just to live. Amen. No, 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 no. Amen. He created each and every one of us with purpose in mind. He created us, glory be to God. Amen. Jesus, listen, the fruit trees come and they bear. Amen. Some trees come, glory be to God, and they just give shade. Glory be to God. Different trees for different reasons. And listen, people of God, God has created us for a reason. Glory to God. He's created us with a reason. Glory to God. Amen. So we need to get up and listen. We need to come to this word. Embrace this word, amen, Jesus, and as, amen, Jesus, what's her name, glory to God, amen, I can't think of a name, amen, Jesus, right now I see a face, Tamala Man, amen, her song says, change me, O God, make me and mold me, yes, make me and mold me, people of God, and listen, you know, we are ever learning. We're ever growing. The Lord is ever, amen, listen, he's ever breathing upon us. He's ever, glory be to God, his word comes, glory be to God, chisel away those things that are not like him because we're born in sin and we're shaping in iniquity, glory to God. So there are things that are, amen, we've come in this world, amen, in this fallen world, amen, Jesus, and there are things that the Lord has to take off of us, and that's why we listen to the word, so the word can do the work, amen, glory be to God. So, but we got to be honest with ourselves, amen, we got to be honest with ourselves, glory be to God, amen, throw ourselves on the altar, glory to God, and say, Lord, it's me, oh God, it's me standing in the need of prayer, it's me. Glory be to God. It's me. Glory to God that when the dust settles, it's me holding myself back. When everything, amen, clears, glory to God, and when the fog is gone, glory to God, and the clouds are lifted, glory be to God, we find ourselves standing here. Amen. Glory be to God. So listen, amen, we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. I'm just stirred. Amen, on tonight, I'm stirred in my soul on tonight, glory be to God, for the goodness of the Lord, I'm stirred tonight, glory to God, because listen, people of God, we're being changed, amen, glory to God, and I bless God tonight for the wattage, amen, you know, you have light bulbs, and you got some that are 25, some that are 50, some that are 75, amen, some that are 100, glory be to God, and some even more and more and more than that. But I thank God on tonight for how he's changing our wattage. He's changing our wattage, people of God. Amen. He's making us bright. Amen. Brighter than bright. Amen. That his glory can be revealed in each and every one of us. Amen. So listen. You're in the right place. You're in the right place at the right time. Amen, Jesus. Get your heart ready. Get your mind ready on tonight. Amen. I thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. I'm excited. Glory to God. I'm just really excited for all that God is doing. Amen, Jesus. My heart is overwhelmed. Amen. Glory to God. We just thank God for each and every one of you, those that are listening by radio, those that are listening by Facebook, those that are listening by blog radio, those that are calling into the platform. We thank God for each and every one of you. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. We thank you for coming to get this word. We thank you. We bless God for you for telling somebody about this Prayer News Network Global. We thank the Lord. Amen. It's truly the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, God, for all of our leaders. Amen. Thanking them for, amen, my leaders, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Thanking God for him. Glory to God. Thanking God for our senior apostle, Samuel Huggins James. Amen, Jesus. Thanking the Lord tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen, for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr. Amen, for all of the advisors, we give God thanks, we give God praise. For all of the men and women of God that come to this line, amen, Jesus, that pray for us, that pray, amen, that this line can keep moving in Jesus' name. We thank God for you, amen, and we thank God for each and every one of you, amen, because you are somebody, you're important to him, and so for this, we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Jesus, well, get your pen and your paper. Get your pen and your paper. Get ready tonight. Amen. Jot it down. Write it down. Write your notes. Sketch it out. Glory be to God. Amen. Listen, this is how we're able to retain. Amen. How we're able to retain the word. Amen. That we're not just passive in our listening. We don't want to be passive listeners, but we want to be active listeners. That means we got it. It sticks. It sticks and stays. We don't want it to come, amen, stick and then wash away. We want the word to stick and stay. Amen. Glory to God. We want it to take root in each and every one of us. Glory to God. And tonight, amen, we're just so grateful. Amen. We're so grateful tonight, amen, for, amen, all that the Lord is doing. People of God, listen, we would that you, amen, go ahead and, glory to God, get your hearts and minds ready on tonight. Glory to God. Hey, listen, don't forget to send that text message out to a couple of people. Let them know to come on in. Tell them to come on in. Tell them they're going to miss it. Tell them they're going to miss it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God on this fine day that the Lord has made. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, listen, just bring your hearts and minds in. Amen. We're going to have a word of prayer. Amen. Jesus, glory to God on tonight.
The recording has started.
Glory to God. And after our scripture reading, we're going to get right into the word on tonight. Amen. We again thank God for you. We bless him. Amen. 100 times over. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If you would, amen, bring your hearts and minds in on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Just this little piece of this worship song that just dropped in my spirit. Amen. And the song says, we were Christ. We washed upright, our Lord, we our heart to him. Today we worship Christ our Lord. We lift our heart to we lift our heart to him. Oh, yeah, yeah. We lift our hands to him. Today we worship Christ. We worship Christ. We worship Christ. Our Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Will you do it today? Will you do it today? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just come on into the sweet worship. Amen. Come on into the sweet worship of the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise on tonight. Glory to God. Let us enter in on tonight blessing him. Let us enter in on tonight. Glory to God. Let us enter in on tonight with uplifted hands, with uplifted hearts unto him. Let us enter in on tonight with the praise upon our lips. Let us enter in on tonight, glory to God, telling him Glory to God, how much we love him. Let us enter in on tonight telling him, glory to God, how much we appreciate him. Let us tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, the enemy don't want you to praise him, glory to God, hallelujah, but if I were you, I would praise him anyhow. Glory to God, if I were you, I would make some noise on tonight. If I were you, glory be to God, I would let my voice be heard, hallelujah. I will let my voice be heard in the earth on tonight. If I were you on tonight, glory be to God, I will yell louder. Glory to God, glory to God. If I were you on tonight, glory to God, I will drown the enemy out. Glory to God, I will drown him out with my praise on tonight. Glory to God, because he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Glory to God. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we bless his name. We bless his name on tonight. We bless his name on tonight. Glory to God. We bless his name on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you on tonight. We bless you, glory to God, we bless you on tonight. We bless you for you've been good to us. We bless you on tonight, glory to God. We bless you for another day. We bless you for another hour. We bless you for another opportunity to come into your presence, glory to God. We bless you on tonight. We bless you for soundness of mind. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God for life, health, and strength. We bless you on tonight. We bless you. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. We bless you on tonight. Father, we bless you. We bless you with all that is within us. We bless your holy name. We bless you on tonight. We bless you. We bless you on tonight. We bless you for keeping our families. We bless you for keeping our children. We bless you for keeping our neighbors. We bless you for keeping this United States. We bless you on tonight. We thank you for peace, and we thank you for safety on tonight. Father, we bless you. We bless you for your blood covering. We bless you on tonight. Oh, God, we bless you, oh, Most High. Oh, glory to God, Most High, Most High. Most High, we bless you on tonight. We bless you, oh, glory to God. We bless you on tonight. Yeah, God, hallelujah. Yes, God, hallelujah. We bless you on tonight. Hey, for you're mighty God. You're mighty God, and we thank you tonight. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you tonight for your great salvation. We're thanking you tonight. Thanking you for redemption. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for redemption on tonight. Glory to God, Father, for you have redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. And we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we bless you all. Glory to God. We bless you all tonight. Oh, God, that the enemy, oh, God, didn't swallow us up. But you are on our side. And we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you all tonight. We thank you, glory to God. We thank you for bringing us out. Bringing us out of darkness into your marvelous light. And we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight, Father, for the work that you've begun in each and every one of us. Father, we're thanking you tonight. Oh, God, that you're going to tonight. And we're thanking you, glory to God. We're thanking you, glory to God. Thank you for looking into the very heart, into the very minds of your people. Father, we're asking you on tonight. Oh, Father, we come by faith. Glory to God, believing on tonight. Yeah, God, we're believing on tonight. Oh, glory to God. We're believing on tonight. Hey, God, we're believing on tonight, Father, that you're going to do just what you said you would do. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you tonight for how you're going to heal. We almost thank God, for you said by your word that we're already healed. And we're thanking you for manifestation on tonight. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God, for someone desires to draw nigh unto thee. And we're thanking you tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For you said that you never leave us nor forsake us. And we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God, for your eyes are over Jireh. Hey, God, and you already provided. We're thanking you on tonight. Oh, God, we bless you on tonight. Oh, God, Father, but we're not forsaken on tonight. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. We're taking you on tonight, oh God. Thank you for making us and molding us. We thank you for bringing us in. We thank you for drawing us closer. Glory to God, we thank you on tonight. Father, we say sanctify us on tonight. Sanctify us, glory to God. Sanctify us by thy truth. Sanctify us by thy word on tonight. Father, cleanse us and purge us. Sanctify us on the inside, for you desire truth on the inside. Father, everything and anything that's not of your truth on tonight. Father, we said burn it up, burn it up. Yeah, God, burn it up on tonight. Oh, God, cause the coals. Oh, God, from your throne, cause them to set upon us on tonight. Set upon us and sanctify us. Set upon us and cleanse us on tonight. Father, make us anew. Make us anew on tonight. Make us over again. Father, make us over. Make us over. Make us over. Hey, glory to God. Make us over. Make us over. Oh, God, hey, Shalabahaya. Oh, Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for your righteousness, for your Jehovah we're seeking new. And we give you thanks. We give you praise for your righteousness. Cause your righteousness, oh God, to purge our minds, sear our minds. Glory to God. Ah, yes, yes, today. Woo, hey, glory to God. Sear on tonight. Hiya. Oh, God, by your word, divide on tonight. Oh, God, everything that's not of thee. Father, make it very Shabbat. Make every crooked place straight, we pray in thy precious name, oh God. We're thanking you tonight for your Jehovah Nisi. Oh, Father, cover us. Cover us and shield us on tonight. Cover us and shield us on tonight. Cause us to know that you're with us. Cause us to know that you're covering us. Oh, God, you're Jehovah Shammah. Oh, God, you're our El Shaddai. Father, you're more than enough. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless your precious name on tonight. Father, breathe into our minds on tonight. Oh, glory to God. Breathe into our mashanaba. Breathe into our spirit on tonight. Breathe. Oh, Master, breathe upon us. Oh, glory to God. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for meeting every need. Thank you for meeting every desire. Father, we thank you. Father, ha. Oh, God, somebody needs the Holy Ghost on tonight. Yeah, glory to God. Somebody needs to be filled on tonight. Filled tonight. Oh, God, give us another Pentecost. Father, rest upon your people tonight. Rest upon your people tonight. Woo, hey, glory. Father, let me ask God, let us not leave this line the same. Let us not leave this line the same. Let us not, oh God, get caught up in the ritual of just coming. Oh God, in the form of the formality of just coming. Glory to God. But we're asking you, glory to God. We're asking you to do a new thing. We're asking you to do a new thing within us. We're asking you, glory to God, to do a new thing. Oh, Master, hey, hey, Father, do a new thing. Glory to God. Do a new thing. Do a new thing. Do a new thing. And Father, for confidence. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you all over the earth. We're thanking you all over the earth, oh God, every valley, every township. We're thanking you tonight, wherever, whomsoever is listening on tonight. Father, we're thanking you. Thanking you for the encounter. And we invite you in. We say, have your way among us. Have your way with us. Have your way through us tonight. Father, we do pray. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for all glory to God for what you're doing. Truly, it's marvelous in our eyes. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hey, woo, God, move in us. Move in us, oh God. Move for us. Move through us. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we ask now, oh God, that you will bless the speaker on tonight. Bless the woman of God. Bless her, oh God, wherever she may be. Bless her tonight. Breathe upon her. Oh, God, breathe upon us. Breathe upon us tonight. Glory to God. Have your way. Meet every need, every desire. Oh, God, stir her spirit on tonight. Stir afresh, even the more we do pray. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your glory. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 On tonight, glory to God. Somebody just say amen on tonight. Hallelujah. Just say amen on tonight. Hallelujah. To God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give him thanks again. Amen. We give him praise. We bless him on tonight. Hallelujah, people of God. Listen. Hallelujah. We should never come to this line, amen, expecting God to move, amen, the same way he's moved before. Glory to God. Listen, we got to elevate. We got to, listen, we got to take up the borders. Amen. Glory to God. Let him just blow our minds. Amen. Open up to him. Let him set upon you. Let him speak to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let him renew the youthfulness. Amen, of your being. Glory to God. Let him sit. Let him dwell. Let him rest. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So come, people of God. Let's magnify the Lord, for he's worthy to be praised. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, Jesus, we're going to have, glory to God, our scripture reading on tonight. Amen. By Sister Mary Holling. God bless you, Sister Mary.
Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 61st Psalm. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the cover of thy wings so long. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. And thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O, prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary. Amen. God bless you. Glory to God. God bless you, people of God. God bless you. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. God bless you on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, we pray, amen, that you've come to get all you can. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight we want to, again, encourage you to get your pencil and your paper. amen, your tablet, your phone, glory to God, wherever you need to take your notes, amen. Write down two things, write down three things, write down four, five things, amen. Glory be to God. Write it down, people of God. It helps you to retain it. It helps it to settle in your spirit, amen. Glory to God. And we're excited. We're excited on tonight. Glory to God. We're excited, amen. Listen, I say that, but I really mean it, amen. Glory to God, with everything within me, amen, Jesus. I love what God is doing, amen. The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. Glory be to God. I'm excited, amen. I'm excited, glory to God, for you, amen. You, and you, amen. And tonight, people of God, we're going to go ahead and get in the Word, and we are rebroadcasting again on tonight, amen. But I don't know about you, but I have been thoroughly blessed. Amen, by these broadcasts. Amen, glory to God. The bread of heaven, amen, Jesus, it never gets stale. It never gets old. His word, glory to God, knows how to find us where we are. Amen, glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, amen, we want you to get your hearts ready. Amen, Jesus, we're going up to Lithonia, Georgia. Lithonia, that's over there in metropolitan Atlanta. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, over there on the east side, amen, near Stone Mountain, amen, we're going to Lithonia, Georgia, amen, Jesus, there's a woman of God there, she's an evangelist, amen, she is a prophetess, amen, glory be to God, she's a woman of God, amen, who loves the people of God, she loves the word, just like her name, she loves the word, her name tonight, people of God, is evangelist, prophetess, Jeanette Word on tonight. Amen. If you would, people of God, amen, help us to receive her to the platform on tonight.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, woman of God. Bless you. Praise God. I bless God on today. I thank God for the opportunity to bring his holy word. And let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just bless your name, God. We thank you, God, for this word that's going to go over the airways to every home, every soul, every man, every boy, every girl. Lord God, I ask right now by the Holy Spirit that you would speak, that I would decrease, that you would increase in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, do what you need to say, what you need to say in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak and I declare unto you on today, according to God's word that he has given me. The word of God, he said, God is going to make good out of your dysfunction. Amen. Somebody say, he's going to make good out of my dysfunction. Praise God. God made a promise to Abraham that his descendants will be to all nations will be a blessing. And God is going to use you no matter what your situation is. God is going to use you because he chose you before the foundation of the earth. God said, don't quit in the dysfunction. There is a promise that he must fulfill. God is going to fulfill what he started in you. Whom have begun a good work in you? He said he's going to finish it. He said what he started, he's going to finish it, and no devil in hell can overthrow it. I see the fire of God right now to consume you with the very presence of the Almighty God, that you will no longer walk in fear. You will no longer be intimidated, but you will rise up and be all that God called you to be in the mighty name of Jesus. God will override our dysfunction to manifest his promises. God cannot alter or change what he has promised. God will keep his word. He's a word keeper. And he will do whatever he needs to do to fulfill his word in your life. He is not a man that he shall lie, or the son of man that he will repent. If he said it, God said he's going to do it. He said, believe the word what I have given you, because I'm going to do exactly what I said I'm going to do. God created everything in the earth, including every living thing and mankind. God created mankind in a group called family. Praise God. What is a family? It is a building block for strong families, a place where you should feel love and to learn how to give love, a place of safety and support, a place where you are to develop into a respectful man or woman, a place where you will find struggle, challenges, adversity, flaws, and imperfections. Family was created by God even from the beginning of time. The Bible said a man shall leave his father and his mother and cling to his wife. And what comes in the process of the family? Well, you need a man and you need a woman, and they produce children. You have nieces and nephews. You have cousins that all collaborate in family. Praise God. God said he would take the foolish things of the world to confine the wise. God said he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. He blesses who he chooses. No one is exempt, even in your dysfunction. Praise God. God's thoughts are not our thoughts, and his ways is not our ways. His ways is higher than the heavens. A dysfunction family never stopped God from working. It never stopped God from blessing, and it has never stopped him from working through the dysfunction, in your dysfunction. I came, talking about myself, I came from a dysfunctional family, but the dysfunction didn't stop me from pursuing God. But the dysfunction matured me in my faith. God wants to do the same thing to you, no matter what you're going through in your family, no matter how dysfunctional it may appear. You may have came from a home where you had a drunk daddy or a drunk mother. Hallelujah. And there was abuse, verbal abuse and physical abuse. But God said, even in that dysfunction, I've called you to a holy place. I'm going to use all of that for his glory. God said, be not dismayed. Don't even try to fathom in your mind, how can God use me even coming out of that? But God said that I'm molding and I'm shaping you even now for the work of the ministry. We all have come from dysfunction. We all are dysfunctional with flaws and imperfections. But God still chooses to include you in all of his plan. Hallelujah. God is just looking for an available person to yield themselves to him. He's looking for you to say yes to salvation. It's available to you. And once you give your life over to Jesus, amen, he's going to anoint whatever you've been through, any flaws and imperfections and any rape that you have probably encountered. I believe that God tonight is stirring you up to write a book, and through that book, that healing shall come, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For everything that we learn comes from our family that teaches us morals and values, how to conduct ourselves. Family teaches us what we see in the home that frame our minds and views of our life and ourselves. Some families have more positive than negative. All of these events and memories follow us everywhere we go until we deal with whatever we may be struggling with. God is still a deliverer. Amen. He's still sitting on the throne, and he still answers prayer. Hallelujah. God knows exactly where you are. He knows you're rising up, and he knows you're lying down. He knows your struggle within yourself. And God said if you want to be delivered, he will deliver you tonight. More negative than positive. It is all about how you build your family and form your own perspective based on God's word. At the end of the day, all of us have dysfunction. We still love our family, whether we are close or not. Everybody don't have that close-knit family. But God said in his word that he would set the lonely, even in family. Amen. The body of Christ, those who do the will of God, is your family. You are never alone. You might feel that you are alone, but God said that he will never leave you or forsake you. He will be with you even to the ends of the world. You and I can never run from a grassroots from where we were birthed out of. You and I never asked what family we wanted to be born in. We did not decide who our parents would be. nor their parenting skills. But God knew it all. There's nothing new under the sun to God. We all have the power to make the best of the challenges and the situation. God knows what he is trying to develop in you, and he knew the end result with every situation that you will face in your family and within your, amen. I speak to the struggle within yourself, that you will not struggle with your identity. You will not struggle in who you are in God tonight in the name of Jesus. I speak total healing to you today. I speak healing in your mind today. I pull down every stronghold in the name of Jesus that holds you bound, that makes you feel inadequate and makes you feel useless in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak life to you today. In the name of Jesus, you are born of priesthood. In the mighty name of Jesus, and you shall do great exploits for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, a man born of a woman, days are short and full of trouble. He said, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. Nothing catches God off guard. Nothing catches God off guard. God knows every one of our flaws and temperaments. He knows what we can handle and what we cannot handle. We must never quit, no matter what is thrown in our direction. God knows our strong areas and our weak areas, but God has a plan in the dysfunction. God knows the end of the thing before the end is. There are times you might feel like running from yourself because there are qualities about yourself you would like to change. And we all know, if we were to be honest, that we all have dysfunctions within ourselves that we really don't want others to see. Sometimes we try to dress it up. Oh, we try to put on a little weave. Oh, God, but God knows what's going on the inside. Sometimes we try to cover up those insecurities and those hurts in the mighty name of Jesus. But God said tonight, today is your day of deliverance, because God is going into the realm of the spirit, and he's beginning to bring healing to your soul, praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. Some of you, hallelujah, feel a certain kind of way, huh? Because you were adopted, but God said, hallelujah, your mother aborted you, but she chose not to. God wouldn't let her do it, so she tossed you over to another family. Oh, praise God, and you probably went through some changes, but God said, even in that, I'm going to use that for his glory, that what you went through didn't kill you. God said, hold your head up, huh? Because I'm going to use you in spite of you. I'm going to use you in spite of your situation, in your circumstances. Somebody give him praise. Glory to God. We make choices to live in good communities, to make it appear that we have arrived, but no, we don't have it together. Hallelujah. Sometimes we try to cover it up and try to pretend, hallelujah, that everything is okay. Praise God, because we're trying to make it appear still have struggles within ourselves, fighting to do good and what is right in the presence of the Lord. No matter how we try within ourselves, there is still dysfunction. We can only be complete and whole in Christ Jesus. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. God loves us in spite of our shortcomings and flaws, insecurities, wrong decision-making, quick-tempered issues within our flesh. God's love never changes. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say, God loves me tonight. He loves me in spite of myself. We continue to work on ourselves with the help of God and the Holy Spirit to help us evolve into better people with a positive, godly outlook. We learn to use God's word to help us navigate through tough issues that we encounter with our family and even our own personal life. We never want to give up on God, and we don't want to give up on yourself. God said tonight, don't give up on yourself. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care if you have a financial problem. I don't care if you have a marital problem. I don't care if the children is acting a fool. Praise God, but through prayer, God can turn things around. God says to hold on tonight. Oh, praise God. He said, hold on. Don't you throw in the towel. Praise God. He said, don't you worry. The Bible said anxiety in a man causes depression. And I break the spirit of depression off you in the name of Jesus. Worrying about your finances. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, worried about how you're going to make ends meet. God said that he will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. Somebody say, yes, 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 I believe the word of the Lord. Some things in life are hard to shake, but hallelujah, you have to have a made-up mind and continue to develop your skills to be a better person as we trust God with our life. If you and I could run from ourselves, I believe we will, but guess what? You can't run from yourself, praise God. But all you can do is give yourself to Jesus and let him work on those situations and all those struggles and all those insecurities and all that hurt. Hallelujah, those traumatic events, hallelujah, that plague your mind. God said, I'm coming to get a hold of your mind. I want to get a hold of your mind. God said, bring your mind in. But that it is impossible. Running from yourself is not an option. If you can run from yourself, tell me how. Hallelujah. Because sometimes you just feel like running from yourself, but you can't. It's impossible. Praise the Lord. But the Lord said, if you look towards the hills from which cometh my help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah. When your heart is overwhelmed, God said, run to the rock. Run to the rock that's higher than you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We all have to learn from our situations that God has allowed us to be in, whether we choose to be in it or not, knowing that picture, that what you can see, praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. God has given us a greater capacity to trust his will for our life. Adversities come to us to humble ourselves, to totally surrender to God, to be a vessel that he can use for his glory. Remember, there are promises that God has made to us and our family that we must carry the torch for something bigger than what we can see. But in the end, the vision will speak for generations to come. This function is a tool that can develop you. It can develop your character if we look to the situation that arises with God's perspective. We all are overcomers in Jesus Christ. He is the author and he is the finisher of our faith. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God is coming from Genesis 28 through Genesis 30. And I'm just going to just put it all together. We're not going to go through the word because of the time. And I want to speak on Isaac and Rebecca. They were married. Some of us were waiting on God. We're waiting on God to give us a mate. God said, be still. Don't try to get in the middle of it and mess it up. Wait on the Lord. Be still. Don't compromise your walk. Praise the Lord. And the Bible said Isaac and Rebecca were married and was unable to bear children due to Rebecca was barren. Praise God. She was not able to produce a seed. Oh, glory to God. But the Bible said Isaac prayed to the Lord, and the Lord opened Rebecca's womb. Praise God. You can't have a baby until God opened the womb. God already knew you before you even manifested in the earth. He already knew your name. He knew your DNA. He knew what family you were going to be in. Praise God. And God opened Rebecca's womb. Praise God. God getting ready to open some doors for you. Ha! Eva shot. And even sometimes you fail. Hallelujah. You've been waiting. You've been waiting. You've been waiting on God. You've been waiting on a house. You've been waiting on a husband. You've been waiting on this book to be published. But God said he's getting ready to do it. He's getting ready to do it. He's getting ready to do it quickly. Praise God. And your healing going to come through this book. Praise God. Many of you, hallelujah, want to start businesses, but you allow your past to hinder you, make you feel you're inadequate, that you don't know exactly what to do. But God said, get in my face and follow my instructions. I will put people in your path that will help you with your business project. In the name of Jesus, Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, by shot. Somebody wants a head by shot. Somebody want to have a baby tonight. Oh, by shit, that in the name of Jesus. Oh, you've been going to the doctor in the name of Jesus and been staying higher. You're not able to have a baby, but God's speaking on tonight. He said a baby is going to come. You and your husband is going to have a child in the name of Jesus. Oh, by shanda, God is waiting on the appointed time. Appointed time, there's appointed time that the baby will be born for such a time as this. Wait, I say upon the Lord. Don't get in a hurry. Hiya, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And she gave birth to twins. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to wait, and God will give you a double blessing. Hallelujah. A double blessing is coming for your patience, waiting on the Lord. Glory to God. And sometimes, hey, when there's a blessing, hallelujah, in your waiting, oh, Messiah, sometimes there's a fight. Sometimes there's a struggle. The Bible said that Esau and Jacob was in the womb, and there was a struggle. And Rebecca, she inquired of the Lord for an answer. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, she could feel the fight. She could feel the uncomfortableness that was going on in the on the inside of her in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. God said you're carrying something higher than from him, higher in the name of Jesus, and it's taking you through changes. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. There's a fight because there's a purpose. There is a divine purpose that's on the inside of you. And God said you're getting ready to come forth with it in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak it and I declare it in the mighty name of Jesus. Rebecca inquired of the Lord for an answer in regards to the struggle that was within her. The Lord said, there are two nations are in your womb. Two people shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other. Older Esau shall serve the younger Jacob, praise God. As the twins became older, Isaac and Esau loved, as the twins became older, Isaac loved Esau because he hunted. Rebekah loved Jacob, and that brought confusion in the house because there was favoritism. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When we operate in favoritism, it brings confusion. One thinks that one is loved more than the other. Oh, glory to God. Hey, and that brought a seed of discord. Praise God. God wants the spirit of peace to be in your house. He wants your siblings. He wants your children to walk in peace and harmony in the name of Jesus. And the Bible said Jacob was cooking stew when Esau came in the field, hunted, hungry, and felt he was about to die. Coming in from the field, he was exhausted. Jacob made a deal with Esau that Esau could have some stew in exchange for his birthright. Esau sold the birthright for a temporary satisfaction. Praise God. And so Jacob, he grabbed him. You know that Jacob was a trickster. Hallelujah. He was a liar. Oh, glory to God. And the Bible said without thinking, Esau, through his repercussions of his decision, he didn't think long term. Sometimes we make decisions without thinking them through. Hallelujah. God wants you to time up the cost. He wants you to think before you make decisions. He wants you to seek after him to make sure that you're making good decisions that come from him. And the Bible said Jacob gave the stew and the bread for exchange for Esau's birthright. Now the birthright represented the double portion. It allows Jacob to be the head of responsibility of the family and mother and the unmarried, praise God. Now, I want to say that there was no need for Rebecca to even try to trip up Jacob because it was already ordained that Jacob was going to be the chosen one, glory to God. Also, it goes on to say that Rebecca suggested that Jacob dress up like Esau to steal the blessing. Isaac was getting older, and he could not see, so Jacob was in agreement to dress like his brother Esau to steal a blessing. He didn't just take the blessing and the birthright. He took them both, praise God. Praise the Lord. There was no need to do that. But guess what? This was all part of God's plan. Praise God. Not saying that God uses trickery and bribery, but he allowed it because there was a promise over Jacob's life, and it had to come to pass. His brother Esau, that Isaac blessed Jacob instead of Esau due to Isaac not able to see. And that made Esau mad. Esau hated Jacob from that day forward. Esau wanted to kill Jacob for stealing his birthright and the blessing. Esau's plot was to kill Jacob when his father, Isaac, died. So, Jacob, with his mother's help, started all this confusion in the home. And guess what? It hurt Esau. And it made him feel rage, and he felt betrayal. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And Esau, his mother, told his mother, Rebekah, his plan to kill Jacob. Rebekah highly encouraged Jacob to flee to her brother Laban in Iran, killing him. Now, praise the Lord. Now, it just don't seem right. It seemed like Jacob would have stayed and tried to work it out, but he ran. He ran for his life, but he didn't know the very thing that he did to his brother, that his uncle Laban was a trickster. He was a liar. He was a con artist. So he was about to run into his uncle, who was going to do him the same way. And the Bible said Isaac called Jacob and blessed him to go to his mother's brother for a wife in Haran and not in the country of Canaan. While on the run, Jacob came to a place to rest. Jacob had a dream. You know, all this confusion going on, if God wanted to stop it, he would have stopped it because he's given Jacob a dream right now as he rested from his journey unto Aram. In the dream, the Lord said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father Isaac. The land in which you lie, I will give it to you and your descendants. Also, your descendants shall be in the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and to the east, to the north and the south. For you and your seed and all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and keep you wherever you go. God is with you everywhere you go, man and woman of God, and I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken. God made a promise. God made a promise to Jacob that he would take care of him. So all the things that he went through, God still was with him. Praise God. And God is with you in the storms of life. He's with you in the difficult times. In my son, when you feel like giving up, God said, I'm with you. I will never forsake you. I don't care what it feels like. You can't go by your emotions. God said, I'm with you to sustain you. I'm with you to supply all of your needs according to you, my riches and glory. And the Bible says, Jacob met Rachel at the well. She was a shepherdess. Rachel came to water her father's sheep while Jacob was inquiring about Laban, if they knew Laban. Jacob introduced himself to Rachel after finding out that Jacob was kin. She ran home and told her father Laban. Laban met Jacob and brought him home. Jacob stayed for one night. Then Laban stated, since you are my kin, you shouldn't have to work for free. Laban asked Jacob what was his wage. Jacob told Laban he wanted Rachel as his wife because he loved her. Amen. When a man, that lets you know that a man can see you and know by the Spirit that you are his wife. Laban told him he could work for 7 years and he would give Rachel as his wife. So then he worked 7 years for Laban. And then Laban released Leah. He had two daughters, Rachel and Leah. Rachel was the youngest, and Leah was the oldest. So he released Leah to Jacob. But Jacob really wanted Rachel. Rachel was very pretty. Leah, she wasn't all that good looking according to the Bible. And Jacob found out that next morning that he was deceived by Laban, and he addressed him according to what did not happen. I am sure Jacob was disappointed. He was upset. Laban made a deal with Jacob, stating that his culture, that the older is supposed to marry first. Now, why did Laban didn't say that from the beginning? Have you ever been in a situation where somebody made a promise and they didn't fulfill the promise? It made you upset. It took you through some changes. If somebody said they're going to pick you up and they don't pick you up on time, it takes you through changes. You might miss your appointment. Or if you get something from the store and you buy it, and when you come to bring it back, they didn't tell you you're supposed to bring it back in 2 days, and now you done waited 2 weeks. So now you upset. So he didn't tell the whole story, and he should have just been upfront and honest, but that was part of the plan. This was part of the plan of God to fulfill his promise, and he made to Isaac, and he also made it to Jacob. And Laban stated within a week after the feast, Jacob could have Rachel as his wife. Amen. Jacob chose to work after receiving Rachel 7 more years with Laban, after receiving both Leah and Rachel. So now he has 2 wives, praise God, and their sisters, praise God. And God favored Jacob. There was increase, and God protected and provided for him in the midst of the dysfunction. Now we know that polygamy was not part of God's plan, but it was their custom during that time. And we know, according to a gentleman by the name of Rose Dior, In 2013, he said polygamy is associated with a higher rate of domestic violence, psychological distress, co-wife conflict, and greater control. And then this was according to Brown University, Rose Dior, in 2013. Now, you know, if a man and a woman have issues, you can have different misunderstandings. So you can understand when you have 2 women in the home, the things that you have to go through. But that was not God's plan for men and women today. We are to have 1 husband and 1 wife, praise God. And there was a struggle between Rachel and Leah for Jacob's attention. These are 2 sisters, and their focus is they're fighting each other, praise God. And these 2 women was not content within themselves. They were married but not home. And as you know, that Jacob, he loved Rachel. It was nothing she had to do. Leah, she was unattractive, but he didn't love her. He didn't want her from the beginning. And the Bible said both of them were never satisfied with Rachel, and he tolerated Leah. When the Lord saw Leah was barren, he opened her womb. So this lets you know that even in the midst of dysfunction, God still intervened, because it was all about the will of God being done. The promises of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had to come into manifestation because God had to hold himself to his own word. So God opened up her womb, and while Rachel was still barren, and Leah gave birth to Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. Now, Rachel didn't have a problem until she found out that Leah had children. Then she had a desire to want children. Rachel could not have children, so she gave her maid, Bilhah, to Jacob. And Rachel envied her sister Leah. Bilhah conceived Dan and Naphtali. So there was a power struggle going on, praise God. Then Leah gave Zilpha to Jacob, and she conceived Gad and Asher. Reuben ended up, that was Leah's son, went into the field and brought back mandrakes, and that was like an aphrodisiac that was supposed to help you be fertile. And Rachel saw that and had a conversation with Leah to give the mandrakes to her in exchange for Leah to sleep with Jacob. So you have Rachel bribing Leah for the mandrakes because she wanted to have children. So Leah slept with Jacob and conceived again. Issachar, Zebulun, and Dinah, they had one daughter. Then the Lord listened to Rachel and opened her womb. And I believe God used mandrakes to help with the fertility that she received from Leah. Benjamin. Both women produced, and both women needed something from their husband. Leah felt the need for Jacob to love her, and that she never got. She just kept on having children. You know, you can keep on doing whatever you want to do. You can buy the person clothes. You can give them money, let them drive your car. It doesn't matter what you do. If a person don't love you from the heart, it's not going to do you any good. Leah felt rejected and thought in her mind that if I could just have children, he would love me more. How many of us that we feel that if we did this, that, and the other, that somebody would love you more? And sometimes people just love you for what you can give them. They don't love you for you. With Rachel didn't have to do anything with Jacob. He loved her just because of who she was, but she wasn't satisfied because she wanted children. So her and Leah had a power struggle. And to me, that lets me know that was something in their heart, because even though she could not have kids and Leah could, why would you come against your sister? You should have been a support. You should have went into prayer. She said you couldn't have any kids. She should have prayed and interceded with you. And that's what sisters and brothers, they should do. The household of faith, we should pray for one another, not bicker and fight and try to be competitive with one another, trying to outdo each other in the house of God. Who can teach the highest, you know, teach better than the other? We should work together as a team. Later in the fullness of time, not on her time, but in God's time, that God heard her cry, and he opened up her womb. God said, there is no need to have a pity party, but learn to wait on God, and he will perform his will in your life. You don't have to sabotage. You don't have to manipulate. You don't have to fight or become jealous. You don't have to lie or bribe anyone. God loves us all. There are times we get in our flesh and operate outside of the will of God instead of being content. Godliness with contentment is great gain. What God has for us, it is for us. We cherish these dramas instead of dealing with what we fight one another with. Instead of us dealing with all our insecurities and all our flaws and all our hurts, we have a tendency to get jealous of people and we want what they want. But God will give you what he's already ordained for you to have. You don't have to fight anybody. And when these insecurity thoughts come, we have the power to pull them down. We do not have to yield to them, and the devil cannot use negative thoughts to seduce us to fight and quarrel with one another. That is the enemy tactic for us to have division and be divided. Praise the Lord. In time, if we wait on the Lord in prayer, he will use every adversity in our lives to bring glory to himself. God can use dysfunction to grow and develop us into mature. We've had an issue as well. He never stopped the confusion, but he engaged in the rivalry. Jacob played in the middle of the feud. He never exposed. He never tried to intervene and have peace, but it wasn't the will of God. He never tried to bring peace to the family. The impact of the rivalry would impact the children down the years. Do you know that you having disagreements in your household with sisters and brothers, nieces and nephews, that when you have children, that that will be passed on because they have seen and heard the dysfunction? You don't want that to play over into the next generation. And that's what happened to Joseph with his brother, the 12 tribes of Israel, because they seen all the bickering between Leah and Rachel. They seen all that competitiveness. and it passed over into the children. But I bind up robbery and confusion and jealousy and strife in your household against your children, against husband and wife, against your nieces and nephews and your cousins. And I speak peace right now in the name of Jesus. God, we use all our life experiences for his glory and use your life events to help someone else as you and I come out of the place of rejection, being misunderstood, unloved, not heard, verbal and physical abuse, overlooked present and future situations. We must learn to be content in whatever state we find ourselves in. The Bible says, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. And who knows? We don't even know our own heart. God must reveal to us what is in our heart so that we can come to him and ask him to deliver us. We all need deliverance. We must make a firm stand not to operate in dysfunction that disrupts harmony and peace. Jacob started off a trickster, but at the end, he became a man of honor, having a close relationship with God. He is named one of the patriarchs, Abraham and Isaac. Jacob died like a king. Jacob was the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. So something good did come out of the dysfunction. Leah and Rachel were inducted as the matriarchs of the family of the 12 tribes of Israel. Judah, who was Jacob's son from Leah, was in the line of the Messiah, which is the tribe of Judah. And as you know, Judah had sex with his daughter-in-law after her husband died. Judah did not give his son to her when he was of age. So his daughter took it into her own hands. She positioned herself as a prostitute and had relations with Judah to keep her husband who had died, to keep his lineage going. Through that union was birthed Phaz and Zerah, which were twins. And that and Zerah was the line of Judah where the Messiah Jesus came through. Jesus was born through dysfunction himself. So why would God not love us when he was born through dysfunction? Jesus came two generations to redeem man, to forgive us of all our sins. The Bible said if you confess your sins, he is faithful. And he is just to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. The 14th generation is from Abraham to David, another 14th generation, David to the exile of Babylon, and the next 14 is exile to Jesus. Jesus made a way for you and I through the cross for us to bring our sin or our dysfunction to him with no barriers. We have access to the kingdom of God and to his presence, that we may find grace and mercy in the time of need. I don't know what you are struggling with tonight. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know what traumatic event. You may have been in the military and you got PTSD from something that you've seen in the military. You can't seem to shake it out of your mind. The doctor said that you have a psychological dysfunction, but I pulled that spirit down that you no longer will have those demonic dreams recalling the traumatic events that was in the military. You may have been had incest in your family, but I rebuke the powers of darkness, plague your mind in the mighty name of Jesus, that you are valuable, that God has already cleansed you of every evil work that the enemy tried to overthrow, even from during that event. I erase it out of your mind today that you will walk in peace and wholeness on today. You may be struggling with drugs on today because of an event or some traumatic event, but I speak to that drug habit and I command it to be broken and destroyed off of your life today in the mighty name of Jesus. You may have been dealing with being misunderstood. You may have been dealing with rejection because a father or mother didn't hold the end of the stick. They didn't really mentor you and raise you properly. But God said, let it go. Let it go because I'm still going to use you for his glory. You may have been adopted, but it's okay because God already knew that you were going to be adopted. You are significant to God. God is going to still use you for his glory. been in an abusive relationship, and God said he's going to use you to write books, and he's going to be, you're going to be able to speak to nations, speak to people who have been through the same thing, been through the same thing because of the abuse that you have been through. You might have been neglected, but God came to destroy the power of neglect. You are significant to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you might have been unloved. You might be lonely tonight, but God says that he will never leave you or forsake you. You might have been hurt because somebody betrayed you, but God said, I've come to hear you tonight. I've come to hear your mind. I've come to hear you of the thoughts, the voices that the enemy is sending in the midnight hour. You may be wrestling during the night, but I speak peace to you now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every satanic spell, every black magic, white magic that the enemy tried to seduce you in the name of Jesus. He tried to overthrow you. He tried to discredit you in the name of Jesus. He tried to take your mind. But tonight, God is setting you free tonight in the name of Jesus, that you will no longer remember your past, that you will move forward to those things which are ahead and not behind. You're letting those things behind in the name of Jesus. You let it all go. You're going to forgive those who have hurt you in the name of Jesus. You're going to make a conscious decision tonight that you no longer are going to allow their problem to be your problem tonight. God said, I'm getting ready to heal you of the broken places of your life. I'm getting ready to put you back together again. God got you on the potter's wheel, and he's molding you and shaping you to be all that you need to be tonight in the name of Jesus. God said, I'm just looking for a yes. I'm just looking for a yes from you. I'm just looking for a yes that you need to rededicate your life to the Lord. You in a backslidden condition. God says that I'm married to the backslider. He said you can come home and bring all your dysfunction. I don't care if you just got out of sin. I don't care if you've been down to the clubhouse. God said, I don't care if you just got out of a bed with a man or a woman. God said, I have need of you in the kingdom of God. He don't care if you've been stripping on the pole. God said, I still love you and I still need you in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God said, I don't even care if you murdered somebody. God said, I will forgive you of the murderers, that I have need of you for the prison ministry. God said, I'm going to wipe every tear from your eyes. God said, I'm getting ready to lift up your bowed down head. I'm getting ready to move you forward. I speak to your spirit, and I command you to soar. I command you to move out of any decimated situation, any situation that's got you tied down, anything that's got your feet tied down, that's got your mind all confused. I speak tonight in the name of Jesus that you be free today in the name of Jesus, that the shackles will be broken off of you, that you will be free tonight in the name of Jesus, whom the Son says free is free indeed. Jesus sent his word and healed them and delivered them of all their destruction in the name of Jesus. You will not die before your time. God said you shall live and not die in the name of Jesus. God said no matter what the doctor report says, God said, I'm going to heal you tonight. I'm going to heal you of cancer. I'm going to heal you of that tumor. God said, I'm getting ready to heal you of diabetes. I'm getting ready to get in the eyes. I'm getting ready to take the stomach shot, the colorectal shot, the pupilla shot, the cataracts off your eyes in the name of Jesus. I'm getting ready to open your eyes that you may see in the realm of the spirit. The Bible said you shall walk by faith and not by sight. In the name of Jesus, God says, set your affections on things above and not the things of the earth, that this place is not your home. You have been bought with a price. God said, I'm calling my sheep in. I'm calling them into the sheepfold. I have need of you in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what your daddy and your mama said. In the name of Jesus, God said, I'm wiping the negative words from your thought process. God said, I'm giving you a new mind, a new attitude. I'm going to raise you up. I'm going to use you for my glory in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter if your family don't believe that you called. It don't believe that the hand of the Lord is upon your life in the name of Jesus. But God said, what did I say tonight? I'm calling you with a holy calling. I'm calling I'm getting ready to put a mantle upon you in the name of Jesus. God said, I'm getting ready to put a mantle upon your life in the name of Jesus, that nobody can discredit what I am doing in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm getting ready to push you into the spirit. I'm getting ready to push you into your destiny. I'm getting ready to push you into your business in the name of Jesus. I'm getting ready to push you right now in the name of Jesus. You are no longer procrastinate in the name of Jesus. You are no longer top down to yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your spirit today. In the name of Jesus, live. In the name of Jesus, I command you to fly, devil, for Shatah. I command you to thrive in the things of God. I command your prayer life to come up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command your reading. You read with understanding. You said, you said no man can understand spiritual things. If you remain carnal, God said, I'm getting ready to shift you into the spirit. In the name of Jesus, I'm getting ready to bring you to a high place. In the name of Jesus, I'm getting ready to change your name. Your name is being changed. In the name of Jesus, I'm getting ready to wipe away the stigma off your life. In the name of Jesus, God said, my promises are yea and amen. God said, my promises is yea and amen. I'm getting ready to resuscitate you in the name of Jesus. The very things that's in your life that you thought was dead, the vision, in the name of Jesus. God said, I'm getting ready to awaken it. I'm getting ready to make it come to pass. I'm getting ready to bring it into manifestation in the name of Jesus. Somebody give him praise tonight. Somebody give him glory tonight. In the name of Jesus. For your eyes is coming open. Your eyes of understanding is coming open. In the name of Jesus. You've been struggling trying to read the word of God. In the name of Jesus. But God said, I'm getting ready to give you understanding tonight. I'm getting ready to give you understanding of your purpose. In the name of Jesus. I'm getting ready to give you understanding of your calling. In the name of Jesus. You will no longer walk around like a dead woman or a dead man. In the name of Jesus. I'm getting ready to switch your clothes. I'm getting ready to take off the old clothes. The dead clothes. In the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, I'm on fire. Somebody give him praise in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God is doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing in you. In the name of Jesus, God is shifting you to a new place. A new place in him. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm getting ready to loose some shackles. I'm getting ready to come against the spirit of darkness that's trying to hold you from coming to the kingdom of God. Let's keep on my shackles. That's keeping you from coming to God. In the name of Jesus, I command Satan to loose your mind in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God said, I arrest you tonight in the name of Jesus. I arrest you tonight in the name of Jesus. You shall no longer run in the name of Jesus. You shall no longer run from me, said the Lord. I am calling your name. I've been calling your name in the midnight hour. You have been tossing and turning in the ocean. But God said, I'm calling your name. Today is the day of salvation. Come on, I'm knocking at the door. I'm knocking on your demande. I'm knocking on the door of your heart. God said, let me in. Will you let me in? In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you tonight, God. I thank you tonight, God. I thank you, God, for putting marriages back together, God. I thank you, God, for being in the midst, God. No longer quarreling with one another, God. In the name of Jesus, deal with that woman, God. Hey, that she will respect her husband, God. That her husband, higher, will love her and nourish her. In the name of Jesus, and watch her with the word of God, that there will be an understanding in that house. That there will be communication, that there will be affirmation in the name. name of Jesus, no longer attacking one another, but exalting each other. In the name of Jesus, walking hand in hand in peace. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace to your home. I speak peace to your children. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the whole household be saved in the name of Jesus. Save that whole household in the name of Jesus and in the nephews, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the sick. I pray that you be healed tonight. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your family. I speak to your spine, and I command every bone to line up in its normal place in the name of Jesus. I command inflammation to leave your body in the name of Jesus. Every nerve be healed in the name of Jesus. Every bone that's sitting on the nerve, I command it to shift tonight. In the name of Jesus, I speak to diabetes. I command your pancreas to function normally right now in the name of Jesus. Blood pressure, I speak to you tonight. Come down in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for supernatural power going through this line today in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the healing virtue of God in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for regulating mind, God, regulating the hormones, God. In the name of Jesus, getting in the reaction, God, the reproductive system, God, in the name of Jesus, and healing the reproductive system, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you today. By word, I command you to work, God, in the name of Jesus. Work without medicine, in the name of Jesus. I command, in the name of Jesus, the blood to flow throughout the body. In the name of Jesus, I command your finances to line up with the will of God, that you will be a good steward over your finances. In the name of Jesus, that you will not be provoked to be able to look to the left or to the right. Hey, shut up. To be able to walk with somebody else wants, but you walk with God wants. In the name of Jesus, I speak and I declare right now that you will be content in whatever state God have you in the name of Jesus, that you will be able to withstand every adversity, every trial, every attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. The God of Ashanda, that God will give you the power to stand. I speak power today. I speak the power of God in your shop. In the name of Jesus, I speak the power of God to manifest in your life today. In the name of Jesus, let us give God the glory today. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Everything coming to alignment. Everything coming to alignment with the will of God. Oh, God, I want nothing but your will. Oh, Messiah, I just want nothing but your will, God. I want your will for my life, God. And what is not your will, God, I don't want it, God. I want your will, God. Take the world out of me, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do a work on the inside, God. It's an inside job. Bring wholeness right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Wholeness, God. Wholeness, God. Holiness, God. Holiness, God. Holiness where no man see the Lord. Holiness, live holy in speech and deed. Hiya, in the name of Jesus. Consecrate your body. Hey, in the name of Jesus. I beseech you, brothers, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto God is just your reasonable service. In the name of Jesus, be obedient, oh God. Be obedient. In the name of Jesus, you will not fall in the pit. You will not drown. In the name of Jesus, you will not commit suicide. In the name of Jesus, you shall live. You shall live. I rebuke the spirit of suicide. I rebuke the spirit of depression right now. I send it back to the pits of hell. I cut it off by the root. In the name of Jesus, every hate, every spirit of voodoo right now, every black magic, every tarot card, in the name of Jesus, I come against it tonight. Every witch and every warlock, in the name of Jesus, I break break your spell right now in the name of Jesus. I subdue the enemy. I drive the enemy out. I drive the enemy out now. I drive him out now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I give you praise. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You are home. You are home. You are at peace. You are out of our stuff. You are at peace. You are home. I lift every weight, every weight, every weight, every weight, every weight, and every sin that so easily besets you. And you're going to run this race with patience. In the name of Jesus, you look toward the hills from which cometh your help. Your help coming from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Today is your day of breakthrough. Today is your day of deliverance. God is still moving. He's still moving and he's still speaking. He's still speaking on today. In the name of Jesus, you may be mourning, God. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. God said, blessed is the feet that carry the gospel. He said, blessed is those who die in the Lord. Blessed is the saints that die in the Lord. Hallelujah. They've crossed over to the other side. They're in the better place. They don't have to toil in this life. They don't have to go through sickness and disease. In the name of Jesus, God said, be at peace. In the name of Jesus, wipe the tears from your eyes. I'm going to give you the strength to go through it. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, he's going to be with you as you go through this. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, in the name of Jesus, I speak strength to you, strength to the Osha. Straight to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Shama Nebo Josiah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We honor you, Lord. We thank you for what you have done and what you're going to do in our life, God. We thank you for making every crooked place straight, God, and every high mountain down. Hey, we thank you, God, for destroying yokes, God, because of your anointing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for loosing the shackles, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing mental illness. God, tonight in the name of Jesus, everything that plagued their mind, Father, negative words, God, we bring it down in the name of Jesus. For you said that our warfare is not carnal, but is mighty through God, the pulling down of strongholds. We pull down those strongholds tonight in the name of Jesus. We disarm the enemy tonight. He has no power. He has no influence. In the name of Jesus, we overthrow his taxes. Everybody, in the name of Jesus, it will not work. It will not work in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name today, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Praise name, Ashaya. Thank you, Lord. I turn it back over to the woman of God. Eshadabahaya. Oh, Ashaya. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord tonight. Glory to God. We thank God for this word, amen, delivered to us by, amen, evangelist, prophetess, word on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. God is going to make good out of my dysfunction, amen. Glory be to God, and I tell you, she just went right down the line, amen. Glory to God, our families, amen. Glory to God, the families of our forefathers, glory to God, just went right down the line, amen. But aren't you glad on tonight, aren't you glad that Christ came, people of God? Aren't you glad on tonight, amen, Jesus, that no matter if we're in dysfunctional families, we can still know Jesus. Glory to God. We can still know him in the power of his might. Still know him. Glory to God in his resurrection power. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Now, no matter what the dysfunction is, amen, Jesus, the Lord has already provided a way of escape. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise, amen, and he has a plan. He has a plan, amen, as the woman of God said, amen, Jesus. Nothing, amen, catches him by surprise, nothing. No situation, no circumstance, glory to God, nothing catches him by surprise, amen. Glory be to God, but the Lord is waiting on us. The Lord is waiting on us to get in position. Amen. Glory to God. And we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Amen. How the woman of God just begin to speak into the lives of the people. Glory to God. He just began to speak and she just began to declare, amen, declarations and decrees. Glory to God in the earth against the enemy. Amen, Jesus, that we can walk in our freedom. We can walk, amen, even as the scripture declares, in him we live and move and have our being. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for this word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, people of God. God bless you, each and every one of you on tonight. Just want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. It is absolutely free. Amen, Jesus. You can simply text 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Also, for our international listeners, we thank God for you. For our international listeners, we just want you to know we appreciate you. Amen. We are certainly getting a prayer request. Amen. And glory to God. We are definitely, amen, praying with you, sending back, amen, prayers to be with you, to stand in agreement with you. Amen. Glory to God. And no matter what's going on in your family, amen, in your country, glory be to God. Amen. God is able to make good, to bring good out of whatever that dysfunction is. He's able to make good out of it. Amen. So we're so grateful tonight. Amen. And those that would like to reach out to us via WhatsApp, you can and get your copy. And that number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Glory to God. 678-608-7234. Amen. The Lord, he desires, amen, to, glory to God, take us into the high places. People of God, we got to come up higher. Amen. We pray that you take it on tonight. Glory to God. So much information was released into our spirit. We listen. We encourage you to get a copy. Amen. Get a copy tonight. Glory to God. So that, amen, you can listen to it again. Amen, Jesus. And perhaps, amen, you missed something. Amen. But on tonight, we can certainly get a copy to you. Amen. Those that are listening via Facebook, glory to God as well. You can, don't forget, you can just download a copy from Facebook. Those, amen, we'd like to ask you to send out a copy. Send them to Messenger. Amen. Glory be to God. Let them know that we're here nightly. We're here nightly at 9 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So on tonight, glory be to God. If by chance there any prayer requests on tonight. If by chance there are any prayer requests on tonight, glory to God, you would like us to touch and agree with you. Amen, Jesus. You can press and come over to the platform side. Amen. You can just press star 6 and come over on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Listen, people of God, we just want to give God thanks and give God praise tonight, amen, for, amen, the several prayer requests that have already come forth. Amen, Jesus, we already see them heal. See them heal. Glory to God. You got to see it, people of God. Amen. You got to see it through the eyes of the Spirit. Amen. See that the Lord has already, amen, perfected that which concerneth us. Amen. He's already brought us to the place of perfection. Amen, Jesus, through our dysfunctions. Amen. Glory to God. We're just going to, amen, lift up the woman of God on tonight. Amen. If there are no prayer requests, amen, we're going to lift her up on tonight and, amen, say a word of prayer unto her. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, if by chance, amen, Jesus, you didn't hear anything, amen, we want you to just touch and agree tonight by faith. It's by faith. It's by faith. It's by faith. Glory be to God. Amen. Touch and agree on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you yet again, oh God. We thank you for this word. We thank you for this word, glory to God, that has come out of this vessel. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We're asking, oh God, that you would touch your servant, touch your maidservant even now in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would touch tonight, touch and deliver, touch, heal on tonight, touch and restore on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise tonight. We bless you, oh God. We're asking, oh God, that you would move upon your servant now in the name of Jesus. Move upon her tonight. Glory to God. Move upon her, glory to God, in every situation that concerns her. Father, we're asking that you would move for her tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you would bless tonight. Bless as only you can. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God, Ira Bataya. Father, we're asking that you would bless her children on tonight. Bless, glory to God, and prosper her. Father, and whatsoever she set her hands to do, we pray in the name of Jesus. And Master, we thank you tonight. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for this people. We're asking you, glory to God, for as many, oh God, that are under the sound of our voices on tonight. We're asking, glory to God, that you will cause your glory to rest upon your people now. In the name of Jesus, cause your people to know that you are with them. Glory to God, no matter the situation, the circumstance, glory to God, that you are right there. For you've given us promise, glory to God, that you'll never leave nor forsake us. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we do give you praise. For this we do give you glory in thy precious name, oh God. We're thanking you for the answer. We're thanking you for moving in the midst of the dysfunction. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for making every crooked place straight. Oh God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, glory to God. Thank you for moving. Thank you, glory to God, for coming into the midst on tonight. We thank you. We bless you on tonight for all that you've done. We thank you tonight in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, as we leave this line, as we leave this broadcast on tonight, but not your presence, Father, we're asking that you will continue, glory to God, to speak to our hearts and speak to our minds, oh God. Speak, glory be to God, in the name of Jesus, Father, glory to God. And we pray on tonight that someone on tonight will give you the yes, that someone on tonight will yield unto you. In the name of Jesus, we pray on tonight that someone would surrender unto you. In thy precious name, oh God, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise, Father, for you promise your beloved sweet sleep. And we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for promises unto us, your people, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your word on tonight. Father, you've given us your word to live by. And there just is no other way. We give you thanks. We give you praise for your way, for you are the way. You would hide us behind your precious cross. We're asking that you would cover us in your shed blood, in thy precious name, Jesus. And Father, glory to God, we do declare and we do decree that we shall give you praise. We shall give you glory. We shall give you the honor that is due unto your name. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We're asking that you will cover us and keep us. We do bind the hand of the enemy. We bring his every work to naught, even now in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. Glory to God, until we shall return again. Keep us and cover us. Shield us and protect us. We do pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. Amen. God bless you. God bless you mightily. God bless you mightily on tonight. God bless you. Glory to God. May God prosper your way in the name of Jesus. May he prosper you. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We thank him tonight. We thank God for you, each and every one of you. We want to invite you to come back on tomorrow night. Come back. We're here every night at 9 o'clock, amen, and we invite you to come back and be with us, amen. Don't just come back by yourself, but bring someone else with you, amen. Bring someone else that someone else can be blessed. Bring someone else that someone else can hear this word, amen. Bring them to hear the word. Glory to God, and the word will do the work, amen. God bless you tonight. This does conclude our broadcast on tonight. Amen. May the blessings of the Lord be upon you and keep you now In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Blessings to each and every one of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.